Good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Show. You're listening right across Australia on 87.6, 87.8 or 88 wherever you are on the Faith FM network. And this morning you are joined by myself, Lawson, and sitting across from me, my good friend, Joseph. Joseph, how are you going this morning?
I'm well. Good morning, Lawson.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good weekend.
Great weekend. Good morning to you. Good morning, Nikita, as well. Yeah. We have Nikita with us in the studio today.
Yeah.
Shell is not with us today, but one of, Nikita.
One of our most versatile ring-ins, Nikita, sometimes on the mic, sometimes, you know, pushing the buttons, getting it done. Just fantastic work. Thank you, Nikita, for coming in. Oh, where is Shell right now? Do you know? What's Shell doing?
I actually have no clue.
She just said, I need help, and you're here.
She's just like, I'm out. You've gone. So if you need help, ask Lawson.
That's awesome. Hey, you are listening to The Breakfast Show this morning, and we are super stoked that you could join us on this beautiful Monday morning. I had a great weekend going to church, spending time with friends and family. Just, yeah, overall, really good weekend. And
that's great. That's a great way to recharge your spiritual batteries.
Absolutely.
The weekend, if you do this, then the week has a whole new flavor, doesn't it?
I am really grateful for people cooking me food. I think I'm always grateful for that, but I was really looked after last night. Shout out my friends Harry and Johanna. We were over at their place. And speaking of cooking food, on Saturday night, we fulfilled the promise that was made for the first time. Someone who won a cookbook on The Breakfast Show cooked us dinner from the cookbook. Shout out Rowan. It was amazing. He cooked us like this lentil stew on, it was like this lentil, I don't know if the stew's the right word, but it was this awesome, like lentils and beans and all this stuff on rice. It was amazing, so tasty, even a bit spicy, which I absolutely love. So I've had a fantastic weekend. Coming up in today's news, we are going to be talking about Russia. We are going to be talking about China. We are going to be doing an interesting interview on politics and prophecy, continuing as well into our Bible study, finishing up soon in the Psalms. So you want to stay tuned for that in the second hour.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show podcast on Faith FM. Positively different.
Before we jump into our first current affairs segment, Lawson, I have two things. Mm-hmm. One, I want to know what's the question for today. But before that, we want to hear from you, listener. What is it that you feel closest to your family?
Mm.
So I feel closest to my family when ... Let us know what makes you feel closest to your family. And throughout the show, we're going to hear from myself, from Lawson, and from Nikita as well. What makes you feel closest to your family? But now, what is the quiz question of the day, Lawson Walters?
Hey, in Acts 9, how did Paul escape those who are plotting to kill him? This is a multiple choice. So, A, he rode out of town on a donkey. B, he walked through their midst unrecognized. C, he was stowed away on a ship. Or D, he was lowered over the city wall in a basket. Now, we know that all of Paul's missionary exploits weren't fully in detail, and we know that he might have, in many ways, escaped from cities
so many times.
He may have escaped death in all these different fashions, but specifically in Acts 9, what was it? Was it out of town on a donkey? Did he walk through the midst unrecognized? Was he stowed away on a ship? Or was he lowered over the city wall in a basket? Hey, let us know. 0491-064-669. That is the number to text. And our prize for this week, given that with the milestone of Faith FM presenters being able to go to people's houses and get cooked food that was, you know, food from a cookbook that was won through Faith FM, we're giving away another cookbook. It's the Revive Cafe cookbook number 8.
These are pretty good.
Dude, they're just incredible. You would know. You would know.
I know.
They're amazing.
You know, they are very easy to make, down to earth, healthy, delicious recipes. Mm-hmm. These are one of the better books, recipe books out there, Lawson.
Well, of course, Jeremy Dixon is a regular contributor here on The Breakfast Show, all things food and recipes and cooking. And one of his ideals when he cooks, he says, I want things to be simple, healthy, but amazingly tasty.
And just the idea, cook 30, things that you can cook under 30 minutes, because let's face it, sometimes who has the time to cook for hours? Well, in special occasions, perhaps.
Mm. Absolutely, but not all the time. Yeah, so this is definitely a book that you want. This is a prize that you want. Again, that question in Acts 9, how did Paul escape those who were plotting to kill him? A, he ran out of town on a donkey. B, he walked through their midst unrecognized. C, he was stowed away on a ship. Or D, he was lowered over the city wall in a basket. 0491-064-669.
So Lawson, question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer when your friends say the truth to your face, or do you prefer them to lie so that they can make you feel good?
Yeah, that is a fantastic question. I think it's a split of both. I think mostly truth, but you know, sometimes when you're down, you would like some encouragement, maybe not through lying, but maybe, you know, just a little bit of a pep talk. But this is a fantastic intro to the segment that I'm doing, talking about why thousands of people are flocking to Chinese social media, and particularly an app called Xiaohongshu, or the literal translation into English is Little Red Book. And this story starts roughly 2, almost 3 years ago with a guy. His name was Xiao Ai. Now, Xiaohongshu, or Little Red Book, is basically the Chinese version of Pinterest and okay. Instagram. It's like Pinterest and Instagram combined.
Oh, wow.
And it's all about sharing like lifestyle ideas. And it's considered to be like the lifestyle Bible of China. Like people, you know, are uploading, hey, this is, you know, the way to live. This is, you know, what to do. This is how, you know, whether it's dress, whether it's architecture, whether it's activities, whatever it may be, it's considered to be, hey, this is where you go to get the latest updates on trends and fashions and whatever it may
okay,
be.
Okay. So are you in this social media network, Lawson?
No, I'm not a Xiaohongshu, you know, user or member or participant.
But perhaps Nikita is. Nikita, are you on this social media?
I'm actually not. I try and avoid it as much as possible.
Okay. We're here in the breakfast show, we keep it pretty Western with social media. But I have a number of Chinese friends that use Xiaohongshu, that, you know, they know all about it. It's very, very popular.
So
but
why is it becoming so much more popular these days, Lawson? What's going on?
So at the end of 2021, there was this guy, his name was Xiao Ai. And Xiao, he jumped onto Xiaohongshu, Little Red Book, and he put this photo up of just himself. And he's this shorter, chubby guy with a, you know, kind of outdated haircut, wearing a oversized suit. And he says, guys, I'm looking for a girlfriend. How do I get one? And like this post went viral with people just like a lot of people kind of making fun of the guy.
Yeah.
But there was a group of mostly actually women who were in there just like started giving him genuine advice.
They took pity on him.
And
that's great.
And he started like to provide more information about his life. He's like, yeah, I was born in 96. I'm 170 centimeters tall. I work, you know, a hard labor job where I only, you know, earn $573 a month, that kind of thing. And they're like, okay, well, there's definitely things you need to change. And they're like, okay, start at the very least, like with getting it. Like everyone started giving advice about all things. But the first thing that he did, he's like, okay, I need to get a new haircut. And so he come back like 2 weeks later, posted on Xiaohongshu, hey, look, guys, I got my new haircut. What do I do next? Like, how do I improve my look so that, you know,
man is a marketing genius.
Yeah, so I can be successful in
how to be viral
in the relationship area. And they're like, well, next, you know, you're pretty chubby for your height. You should go on a diet. And so he did, and he ended up losing like a decent amount of weight. And at first it was like he just did it through like very extreme dieting, and you could tell he looked quite drawn, and people were commenting like, hey, it's good that you've lost weight, but just make sure you're like eating healthy and
looking healthy
out. And this is where the guys came in and actually started to give some constructive advice and, you know, send him through workout plans that he started to follow. Then he would take his phone to like going shopping, and it put up photos of him in shops, in fashion stores, like wearing different combinations of outfits, and like sending it out to, you know, just chucking, it'd be like chucking it up on Facebook or Instagram and being like, hey guys, which one should I buy? And now people like following along with his journey.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, you should
people got,
buy
like,
this.
Emotionally invested.
People invested in Xiao's life. And all of a sudden, like he starts looking really good. Like he looks really fit and really healthy. And then he gets like a nice haircut, and like the beginning to the end, like this is him in the beginning. Like this is December 20. I'm just showing Joseph the pic, and then this is him like
So showing me he's, you know,
this is him
he's
like
a little bit overweight.
Like, he looks like...
He looks much healthier.
To the point where,
and trendier.
Like he's... Because he's getting kind of famous.
These advices work.
And now, like, model agencies are, like, reaching out to him. Like, you look really... Like, he looks good. He has, like... He's, like, fit, toned, good fashion, good, you know, good skin. Good, like, everything about this guy is, like, going
so
really well.
Did he start a new trend? Is that what happened?
Well, this is the thing. Well, eventually, like, he ends up getting married. Like, by the end of 2023, he announced his engagement. So, wow. After 2 years on his quest to
good
look and feel better and to, you know, to improve his life, he announces that guys are getting married. And this turns into a massive viral story, like, around the world. And now, thousands of people are getting on Xiao Hongshu, holding up pieces of paper that say, be honest. And,
wow.
And people just
that
tell
is
them,
so interesting.
Tell them everything, you know, like, people from all walks of life. You know, particularly a lot of American users are getting on and, you know, just holding up, you know, be honest, like, what should I change about myself? And it's like, hey, your hair or your skin or, you know, your look or whatever it may be. People are getting on, they're participating and getting this, like, very honest advice, which, you know, commentators have said in this space, like, there's nothing really like this in the West that they've seen of people just to, like, you know, genuinely rate each other and just, but give constructive criticism to enable each other to look better. And so, yeah, more and more people are signing up to Xiao Hongshu, getting, like, you know, Chinese social media so that they're able to participate in this.
Lawson, which makes me wonder one thing. I want to know from our listener, why do you think that people are looking for genuine, blunt advice for their lives? Why do you think that this has become a trend on social media? We'd love to hear your thoughts. So send us your message to 0491-064-669. Would you participate in that kind of program?
Yeah.
Would you like to have, and if not, well, doesn't matter, but I want to know from you is that why do you think people these days are craving these honest, blunt feedbacks on themselves?
Absolutely. Well, the Bible says this, and this is directed towards women, but I think this is, it's Proverbs 31, but I think this is fantastic advice for anyone. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And this is a woman and a man. Like, our first and foremost goal in life is to put God first.
Yes.
But, you know, despite this, I think that making lifestyle improvements is positive and important to do. And in fact, the Bible prescribes, you know, lifestyle, particularly in the area of health and wellness, and even, you know, with mental health and whatnot, you know, come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. This is Jesus's lifestyle advice. Hey, order your life in this way. And sometimes, yeah, that honest criticism that, hey, let's make these changes. It's people are seeking it because they want their lives to be better. Yeah. And I think one place, the prime place where we can go is to God and His Word.
You're listening to the Breakfast Show podcast on Faith FM, positively different.
0491-064-669. We want to hear from you, listener. When is it that you feel closest to your family? Let us know. Lawson Walters, when do you feel closest to your family?
Oh, this is such a good question. I think, so my family, like all of my family are adults now. Like, I have three sisters. They're all adults. My youngest sister actually lives the furthest away. She lives in Sydney. Two older sisters. We all kind of live around each other, all in the Lake Macquarie area, and my parents and whatnot. But definitely, we have those, like, key events. It's like birthdays, Christmas and whatnot, when we get together for
gatherings.
Lunch. And I think even though we're physically, like, close together all of a sudden, but it's become a time in which, like, now that we're all adults and we're all living our lives, like, you know, we have this family group chat. It's, like, super active. Every day we're in there. But I definitely know when we can...
And you meet together in one place.
And then we just start opening up about our lives, what we're going through, you know, and it gets deep. It gets into
nothing like that.
Oh, this is when I'm, you know, this is what's good. This is what's bad. Yeah. It's a really, really positive time. So I think
that's great.
That quality in-person time, that's when I just feel close to my family.
Yes. We should all really look forward to spend more time with our families and our friends. So Lawson, what is next question for our listeners. What's the next question in our quiz?
Hey, we've got a fill in the blank here. Not by might nor by power, but by my blank, says the Lord of Hosts. If you know the answer to that one, 0491-064-669. Not by might nor by power, but by my blank, says the Lord of Hosts. If you know the answer to that one and you give us a text at 0491-064-669, you will go into the draw to win this amazing prize. We have the Revive Cafe Cookbook number 8. We want to give it to you absolutely for free. It's got all kinds of incredible recipes. Shell has printed us out a bit of a short list of the 82 recipes.
Yeah, give me one or two.
Look, I love, like, I have a sweet tooth, definitely. And if you want to get into some incredible rhubarb and apple crumble.
That's a classic.
Dude, you will be so blessed. And this is, like, plant-based, healthy, but amazingly tasty. Don't let the word plant-based and healthy take you away from the perspective that, oh, maybe this one. No. This is fantastic food. 0491-064-669. Again, complete the verse. Fill in the blank here. Not by might nor by power, but by my blank, says the Lord of Hosts. Hey, you're listening to The Breakfast Show here on Faith FM. What is happening in the current news at the moment?
Lawson, going to a little bit of some sad and serious news. On Friday, there was an assault on a concert hall outside Moscow that killed at least 133 people. Mm. That's the worst terrorist attack in Russia in decades. Mm. 2 months ago, Islamic State also claimed responsibility for the deadliest strike in Iran in decades, the bombing in a city of Kerman that killed more than 80 people. And why am I saying this? Because the extremist group, Islamic State, claimed the responsibility for that assault, saying that it struck a strong blow in its campaign against countries fighting Islam. And of course, Russia has been active in Syria militarily, and some of the things that they've done, they had fought against ISIS positions there. Islamic State official news outlet claimed that it was part of a wider war between the Islamic States and countries fighting Islam. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday vowed to punish those responsible for what he called a premeditated mass killing of unarmed people. And among those taken into custody were four people who prosecutors said played a direct role in the attack, in which gunmen shot audience members at a close range and set off smoke bombs.
Yeah, it's terrible what unfolded there, you know, and again,
absolutely terrible.
Because it's not the sad thing about terrorism always is that we're not talking about the battlefield here. As sad as death in war is, we're not talking about people who are voluntarily or, you know, even conscripted.
Or people that have at least the potential to defend themselves.
Yeah.
We're talking about a very cruel and coward attack. But no, Lawson, that makes me think about violence in the name of God.
This is a really fantastic, I think, thing to unpack. You know, it's something that's necessary to unpack because of violence and religion, unfortunately, having a history.
It has a history. And a lot of people, Lawson, claim that one of the reasons why they do not believe in organized religion or in God or in the Bible is because they say in the name of God, people commit all kinds of atrocities. But my question is it really in the name of God?
Such a good question.
Or are people hijacking the idea of God so that they can justify their wicked and evil deeds?
That's actually such a good question. Because imagine right now, okay, so imagine I've decided that I'm going to rob a bank, and I run into the bank and, you know, like hold the place up and get the cash, and they trip the alarm. And just before I'm allowed to leave, you know, the police storm in and they, you know, get me to the ground, and they're like, oh, you know, and I get my day in court, and they ask, okay, why did you do this? And I say, I did it in the name of Joseph. I did it because of my radio co-host Joseph, you know, I did it for him. And I'm actually absolved of the responsibility of a bad act or a bad deed because I did it for Joseph. And that made it perfectly okay. You know, it was Joseph that was requiring me to do this.
You know, Lawson, if he was an atheist doing this, people say, okay, this is a tragedy, this is a problem, but then life moves on.
Yeah.
But with someone saying, God told me to do this, all of a sudden, a lot of people start to believe that, hey, what kind of God is this?
Yeah.
If that is the kind of God that tells people to rob banks or to commit atrocities, like the ones that the Islamic states are committing, I don't want to have anything to do with that God.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you this. When you look at the Bible, we could not see anything further from the truth than that. I'll give you a few examples. Lawson and Nikita. Matthew chapter 5:39. Jesus is addressing his disciples, his followers. And he said, and he, with a multitude present, by the way, it's not a secret meeting. He said, I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps on your face, turn the other cheek to him also. So he's saying, not only do not respond back with violence, but do not let violence to stop. Respond violence with peace. He keeps on saying, he said, you have heard that it was said, this is human wisdom. Human, emphasis added. Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But then here's the divine wisdom. Jesus continued, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So if there is a God, he says, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. The Bible says that God loved us while we were still sinners. The Bible says that God pours out the sun and the rain upon the both righteous and the unrighteous, the just and the unjust, the good and the evil. And to finalize that, there is one commandment in the Bible. Exodus chapter 20, the third commandment, it says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Do you know what it is to take God's name in vain? I'll tell you what it is to take God's name in vain. It's not about just saying, oh my God, this, or oh my God, that. I'm not subscribing to that. But I believe it goes deeper than that. To take God's name in vain is to do things in the name of God, or to portray yourself as someone who represents God, who someone who calls himself a religious person, a Christian, a Muslim, or whoever it is, and in that capacity, you invalidate God's word.
Yeah.
You commit crimes and sins against God, and this is taking the name of the Lord in vain. It's to claim to be one thing, but to live something, but to live completely against that, and as a result, marring the image of God in the hearts of those who sincerely want to believe, but they can't now. And God said, I will not hold that person guiltless before me.
It shows an absolute need to reflect on the words of the Bible and to internalize them and to pray that God would work in our hearts. You know, we are human beings who can fall short, but God is wanting to give us the wisdom and the strength and the power to be able to represent him fully.
And tell us, listener, what do you think is the problem when people who claim to be believers in God commit atrocious things? 0491-064-669. We want to hear from you.
You're listening to the Breakfast Joe podcast on Faith FM. Positively different.
We'd like to know from you, listener, if you feel comfortable sharing with us, when is it that you feel closest to your family? 0491-064-669. Nikita, when do you feel closest to your family?
Well, at the moment, actually, it's through a phone call because my family live in East Timor currently. So whenever we have a long distance, like whenever we catch up on the weekends, it's just like, I miss you guys.
There you go. Thank you so much. And what about you, listener? When do you feel closest to your family? 0491-064-669. But now, Lawson, what is quiz number three?
Hey, the next quiz question. Jesus healed Bartimaeus near which city? Where were they when Jesus healed Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus? If you know the answer to that one, 0491-064-669. That is the number to text. And if you text that number with the correct answer, you will go into the draw to win our amazing cookbook that we are giving away this week, the Revive Cafe Cookbook, 8. We are giving it to you absolutely for free. Again, that number, 0491-064-669. The draw happens at 8:45 a.m., quarter to 9, every Friday. That's when you can win this book. So again, hey, Jesus healed Bartimaeus near which city? 0491-064-669.
Thank you very much, Lawson. And now with our Monday political commentary with Justin Lohmann. Justin, thank you so much. How are you? Good morning to you.
Joseph, how are you going?
Justin, are you there with us?
Have we?
Yeah, we're dropping in and out a bit. Are we back again, are we?
We're back again.
Oh, that's awesome. Loud and clear.
We're doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Justin, what is the whole thing going on with this conversion bill in New South Wales Parliament at the moment?
Yeah. Before I get to that, because I'm going to forget weekend, and I met Tom from Forbes.
Tom from Forbes, yes.
FM Ariel in his backyard.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
And I want to, there's a whole crew out there in Forbes that listed him because of Tom, so I just wanted to say a big hello to Tom. All over the country, there's little stations that are listening in today. And I got to meet Tom, so that was awesome.
Oh, a big hug from us here from the studio to Tom.
To Forbes. Conversion practices. New South Wales, they had a conversion practices bill passed last Friday. Friday morning, they did an all-nighter.
Wow. Why were they in a rush? What is it they were trying to do?
Well, it was an all-nighter because it was controversial. Mm-hmm. It was pushed to get none of the amendments that were proposed were accepted. It just went through. Mm-hmm. And look, I've got to be careful what I say on this, guys, so I will do my darndest to be careful, but I'm going to say a couple of things.
Okay.
First thing, freedom to speak. You look at why was Jesus crucified by the Romans, and it was because he said he was king of the Jews. They claimed that he said something that they didn't like. And that was the basis of them arresting and crucifying him and put a sign above him. That was a freedom of speech. If Jesus wanted to say whatever he wanted to say, in my world, if you are not free to speak, you are not free.
Yes.
Someone else is coercing and controlling you. So to me, this is a freedom of speech issue. What other people do is their business, and what I do is my business. And I've got as much freedom as anyone else to express what I think and what I believe.
Yes.
And the other thing I wanted to say, look, in our day and age, the world's really changed dramatically from when I was a boy. I'm 55 this year. And I work in Canberra, and I mean anything goes in Canberra. And all the TV, movies, everything's gone. There's this one little corner of the world where they're holding the Bible and they just love the scriptures. And I just don't like it. The governments want to try and come in and say, interfere with how I view scripture. And it's my personal belief of what the scriptures say. The scriptures are very clear. And I just think this is really lousy, and that governments feel the need. There's such a deep insecurity that they have to get down into churches and what a church might say or teach. That's freedom of religion, but it's also freedom to speak and believe whatever your conscience dictates. That's why Martin Luther made his stand, and that's what made the Western world so strong. Because in the West, we had personal liberty and personal freedom, and people thrive in that environment. That's all I'm going to say about that particular thing.
And to toil one's freedom of speech sounds pretty dictatorial, doesn't it?
It's not a good direction. The world's going in that direction rapidly. And I just say to the listeners and to any Australian, don't let people tell you what you can say or think. To be an Australian generally is to be a bit sort of independent, a free spirit.
Yes.
And to not necessarily just go along with the pack. And that's what's being taken away, and I don't like it. Mm. Let's go overseas, because our friend Donald the Trump is supposed to pay up nearly half $1 billion.
Yes, $457 million or $454 million.
Yes,
what can
like
you
that.
Tell us about that?
Look, Letitia James, the she's DA for New York there that got this whole thing. Miranda Devine has put out an article. Miranda Devine is an Aussie, and she works for the New York Post. She's yes. a very amazing reporter. Everything she breaks is pretty, it's on the money. She's broken the story saying Letitia James is actually guilty of this crime. Mm. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. And even if she's saying they're going to seize Donald Trump's assets, they're going to take his buildings. This is how you get Donald Trump elected, Letitia.
Exactly.
These people, this mad. This will be, people will be outraged that they're going to do this, because this will be overturned on appeal. It's not a strong case that no one, there's no victim to the crime. Even Donald Trump's enemies are coming out saying, you know, fellow businessmen that don't particularly like him are saying, this is mad. This is ridiculous. This isn't even a crime. One other thing I wanted to mention for the viewers to that are, I'm saying viewers, you're on the radio, aren't you?
Our listeners. Soon we will be on the YouTube as well, but for now, only listeners.
And it's not a laughing matter, the listeners. There's been a terrible terror attack in Moscow.
Mm. Yeah, we're talking about that just now.
Well, tell me, what did you say? What have you included about this?
Yeah, so we mentioned 133 people killed. ISIS claimed responsibility or ownership for this attack. It has been the worst attack in Russia. Terrorist attack. This has been on the wake of another attack in Iran as well 2 months ago. And our take here, Justin, was we're talking about committing violence in the name of God. And a thing or two that the Bible had to say about that.
Yeah. A couple of things I just wanted to say about this attack, because it's early days.
Yes.
That caught four of the terrorists. So I wouldn't like to be in their shoes right now. They're getting interrogated fairly extensively. Putin has come out very clearly blaming Ukraine.
Yes.
I don't think this is over yet on who's what and everything else. It's a very shocking thing that people would resort to this sort of violence. But the Ukraine-Russia thing is far from it's really got the potential to get worse and worse and worse.
Yes.
And if Ukraine continues to lose, and they are, that's what's happening, the likelihood of them retaliating with this sort of thing, I'm not saying they've done this one, but they've certainly done other ones. This is a very, very bad development. And we've got to pray for our brothers and sisters over there. I know people on both sides of this conflict, and the Israel and Gaza thing, just horrendous. Just horrendous, guys, and that's not going away. There's trouble everywhere you look this morning, and the biggest thing on my horizon is money and debt. And the Congress, the Republicans in the House, 100 of them sided with the Democrats to pass the latest spending bill, which is a $2.2 trillion deficit.
Oh, wow.
It's nuts. They're not going to step back from this spending thing. And that how that was going to come down on the heads of children as they grow up in the future, that we would take their future by taking their money now and giving them this debt, is just absurd. And crypto and gold and everything is starting to reflect broken mm-hmm. records on gold for all of human history now.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation-wise, it still could go higher from other times, but it's at a record high. And it's the pressure that's coming on currencies because of this spending, money you don't have. What that's doing to currencies is not abating. And so inflation is like baked into the cake now. It's not something we just, we don't have it anymore. It's going to go away now. While ever they pursue this path, it seems clear that inflation is going to be a constant bedfellow.
Yes, Justin. And it makes me think that these spendings, they didn't come in a vacuum either, because we just came out of the COVID crisis, where we also have record-breaking, jaw-dropping government debts. And the politicians promised this is the last time. This is a one-off. We're not going to be spending, we're not going to be in debt in the future generations that longer. That was just a one-off. And sure enough, when we look at public spending, we see more and more and more and more unpayable debts that will fall down in the future generations, isn't it?
It's so bad. And the new speaker in the United States Congress, I've forgotten his name right now, he says, you all know what I believe the Bible. Mike Johnson, there's calls for him to be removed now by the conservative Republicans. That's how angry they are about this spend. He's spending more money than Nancy Pelosi did. And they put him in there to stop it because he was always adamant that we've got to stop spending. And now that he's in there, he's actually increased it. He hasn't decreased it at all. And MTG, these different politicians from the right side of the Republican Party are calling for him to be removed. So, yep, a lot of stuff going on, guys.
Yes.
Jesus is coming. Lift up your head. He is coming.
And, you know, Jesus said that in the end of days, the symptoms that he described in Matthew 24, they will be similar to birth pangs. And he says, you know, wars and rumors of wars, they have always existed, but aren't we seeing an escalation of that, both in intensity and in quantity all over the world?
Yeah, and it's there are very specific signs that he gives there in Matthew 24, five specific signs, and the gospel to all the world is the grandest of all the signs. And I just pray that the listeners will take this time of freedom. I can say we've still got some freedoms, lots of them really, but that's not going to last. So get in and share Jesus with whoever will listen. Be kind. Work with your church. Get involved. Pray while we have the freedom to work. Let's work, because Jesus said the night comes where no man shall work. And so now's our chance. Now's our opportunity. Go for gold.
Justin Lauman, our political correspondent in Canberra, thank you so very much.
I don't feel like one of those, but anyway.
Thank you so much for your time today and for blessing us with perspective, with a very sobering and yet clear understanding of what's going on in Australia today.
Thanks for being a part of the Faith FM family. Join our community on Facebook or get in touch at 1-800-FAITH-FM.